Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
The Sons of Liberty is a politically neutral organization. We believe that the Judeo-Christian ethic has provided the principles upon which this nation was founded. It is our belief that these principles provide not only the foundation and framework for American government and society, but are also essential to the maintenance of a fair and just society. All program content is based on a Christian biblical worldview.
One of you said to me recently that we shouldn't rock the boat. Well, ladies and gentlemen, I want to tell you that I am a boat rocker.
Friends, as well as a few enemies, scoffers, atheists, skeptics, lunatics, weirdos, and assorted bad guys, and of course, all of you good guys and girls out there, welcome to the Sons of Liberty. You have with yours truly, Mr. Bradley Dean, once again. Thank you for your trust. Thank you for joining us today. I'm going to try to do a twofold show today. We're going to have Trevor Loudon with Enemies Within the Church. He's going to be up with us at 2:13 to 2:45, but I'm going to show you something at the offset of the show that I want to dovetail at the end of the show, okay? Just did an article this morning, and we just got done finishing up a video in the process of doing that because we do educational videos as well, which is also on the same sonsoflibertymedia.com. When you go to SOL Radio Live, subscribe to that page and dig around, and you will find our educational page. We got several hundred videos that are made lawfully, biblically and lawfully and constitutionally applicable to bring about the resolve concerning the issues of the day in America today. Justice guards our liberties, and justice is what is missing here. Just did an article this morning. Hey, representatives, we already know the crimes of which they are guilty, but where's the prosecution? Now, I want to show you really quick. This is Lauren Boebert. She's the new one they're putting up, friends. She's been around for a minute, but she's the new one they're putting up as the freedom fighter. But I want you to pay attention to the fact that that's all she's doing is telling us what the problem is. That's all she's doing is showing us what she has left off. Crime, folks, is an exposition. It is in so many different ways. An expose of the laws that they fail to enforce. You ready for this? This is the best that you have. You can't make this kind of stuff up.
And they're Madam Speaker, I yield 3 minutes to the representative from Colorado.
And they're unashamed.
The lady from Colorado is recognized for 3 minutes.
Look at how cute she thinks she is.
Madam
Watch
Speaker,
this.
I rise to oppose the previous question so that we could immediately consider H.R. 7690. Madam Speaker, the Biden regime wants to talk to information? Okay. Let's give them something to talk about.
Isn't that cute? I mean, this is a horse forehead. They're unashamed of the fact that the only thing that they can revert to now, friends, is exposing the crimes of them that they fail to prosecute. Article 2, Section 4, Article 1, Section 3, Clause 7. Let's go on and let's watch more of this actor, this controlled opposition that's put in place to entertain you out of your freedoms. But the conservatives of the day, Matthew 5:13, put it up against that, are appeased somehow or another.
Let's talk about how the White House said that it was Republicans that want to defund the police.
Divide and conquer, Mark 325. This is all you get.
Said the southern border is closed. Let's talk about how Joe Biden.
Look at, she says it with a half smirk on her face.
Agenda costs.
How is this funny? How is this cute?
Tax dollars. Let's talk about how Biden's new press secretary falsely claimed Trump stole the 2016 presidential election. And remember Afghanistan? Let's talk about how Joe Biden said any American who wants to come home will get you home. Well, that sounds like the words of a lying dog-faced pony.
I mean, folks, can you make this up? She's doing this with a half smirk on her face, highlighting the crimes of Joe Biden, of the individual and his criminal administration that she fails to prosecute, and she does it with a half smirk on her face. What is cute about this, friends? Because I don't see it. I don't see anything cute about it at all. It's a fashion show. This is controlled opposition. These are bad actors, friends, that are now put into place to appease you by magnifying the crimes of those that are destroying your country with a smile on their face. Let's get back to this.
Have their speech monitored. Career professional politician.
Like a little 15-year-old kid in high school. Little snot.
And now, the DHS, a militarized department, has established a new disinformation governance
because
board.
Because you're not doing your job, that's why.
As the Department of Propaganda. DHS was created to stop terrorism. Now it's being used to terrorize the American people.
What she's saying
and
there is true.
DHS hired to run this Orwellian Ministry of Truth.
Oh, she's so
this
bold.
This lady, Nina.
So happy
Jankowicz.
She's there.
Mayorkas calls her an expert on disinformation, probably because she tells lies all the dang time.
I'm so glad
Nina
she's there, folks, to tell us.
Bolden ISIS
and to highlight the crimes of those that
Nina
she tolerates.
Hunter Biden laptop
this is the conservative of the days
campaign product
that we are
Nina
in concerning the present.
Concerned parents
what it is the American people tolerate, incredible. She goes on for another minute and a half, friends, highlighting the crimes. I mean, this is like a bad cop. Telling his sergeant how bad the criminal is and what the criminal is doing, but he's not doing anything to enforce the law. Isn't that called a peace officer? One that establishes the law under judgment to establish righteousness and peace within? Yeah. This is what the American people are completely desensitized with. Folks, she's worthless. Just like the rest of them. Rand Paul, he's worthless. Ted Cruz, he's worthless. Prove otherwise. Jim Jordan, he's worthless. What do? They grill them for the American people to see them, to be grilled and to put down, but nothing ever transpires when it comes to judgment or prosecution concerning the crimes of those that the American people tolerate. This is shameful, to say the least. It is shameful, and again, this is the new freedom fighter they're putting up for you, friends, so you can rest assured and go to sleep at night that everything's in good hands, not at all in any sense of the word. Folks, we got Trevor Loudon coming up. I want to give you a little tee up concerning enemies with in the church. He's going to be with us right after this next heartbreak. Check this out.
What happened to the church? To the living, powerful, transformative, nation-shaking Christianity?
What they're trying to do is completely demolish Western civilization and then to rebuild it in a just society.
How do you break down American Christianity?
I think the problem today in our culture is many of our words have been co-opted and stolen and dumbed down and reversed.
Social justice is sold as something that it isn't. Critical race theory is sold as something that it isn't.
Whiteness has caused blindness of heart. Whiteness has caused blindness of heart.
Preach victimization at all.
This is craziness. Folks, enemies within the church, Trevor Loudon will be with us on the other side of this heartbreak. SonsOfLibertyRadio.com, SonsOfLibertyMedia.com. Again, we're going to take a hard break. We'll be right back on the other side.
Ready to set brush fires of freedom in the minds of men? Well, start your engines with some high-octane truth-telling on the Sons of Liberty Morning Show. We'll bring you news and commentary from a Christian worldview using the Bible and the Constitution. Not to see who's on the right or on the left, but who is on the straight and narrow. Get on the inside track every weekday at 6 a.m. Eastern and Saturdays at 8 a.m. Eastern on SonsOfLibertyMedia.com.
Bradley Dean and the Sons of Liberty are fighting the good fight of faith to make sure that freedom is preserved for our posterity for generations to come. Through our radio program, SonsOfLibertyRadio.com, and our media website, SonsOfLibertyMedia.com, we are reaching the masses both nationally and internationally with the message of the gospel and the truth of our biblical and constitutional heritage. At SonsOfLibertyRadio.com, you will find out how to book Bradley Dean to speak at an event near you, how you can support us in reaching America with this uncompromising message, and how to become a son or daughter of liberty, where you can financially support the work of the Sons of Liberty on a monthly basis and join with us in this fight to restore our nation. Check out SonsOfLibertyMedia.com as well, which has all the important news and information going on in the world today. There you will find the black and white truth without all the lies you'll see in the mainstream media. SonsOfLibertyRadio.com and SonsOfLibertyMedia.com, informative, easy to use, and a little fun too. Two sites that will change your life. Visit them today.
It's a jungle out there, disorder and confusion everywhere. No one seems to care. Well, I do. Hey, who's in charge here? Yeah, it's a jungle out there, and you need Wisconsin Christian News, a Christian newspaper that is not just filled with poetry and recipes. We print the truth, and we're not afraid to do it. If you're sick of the nonsense, subscribe today. You need this. I could be wrong now, but I don't think so. WisconsinChristianNews.com.
Are you ready to retire? Inflation is picking up, the markets are volatile, and the dream of a comfortable retirement is harder to attain than ever before. The stock market goes up and down is beyond your control. But you're at a point in your life where you can't afford to make big financial mistakes. I'm Al Abaroa, founder of Knight Strategic Wealth. Our investment strategy allows you to go up with the stock market, lock in your gains, and when the stock market goes down, your investment won't lose a dime. This works for your investments, savings at a brokerage firm, or even money at a bank. It's simple, it's safe, and that's why savvy investors work with us. Want to learn more? Text FREE to 833-898-0500, and we'll send our retirement readiness kit directly to your phone right now. If you want to help build a retirement portfolio that will go up with the market and literally never lose money, get our retirement readiness kit today and see how this strategy can help secure your future. Text FREE to 833-898-0500. Text FREE to 833-898-0500.
Again, to the Sons of Liberty, SonsOfLibertyRadio.com, SonsOfLibertyMedia.com. By the way, if you want to check us out online, please do go to social media platforms. Again, SonsOfLibertyMedia.com, SonsOfLibertyRadio.com, and or what you could do, friends, is jump over to that of BeforeIt'sNews.com, top left side of that page, BeforeIt'sNews.com, top left side of that page as well. If this is the first time listening to the SonsOfLibertyRadio.com, do remember that this is the radio show where we think for ourselves and make not the others the measure of our conduct. And why is that, friends? Because it is a terrible place to be when your brains are in someone else's head. Now, what I want to do is I want to go ahead and tee this up for Trevor, and we're going to pull him up in just one moment. This is Enemies Within the Church. This is a trailer concerning their documentary, brand new. I think it's a couple months old, but it's brand new to most people. And so let's check it out.
What happened to the church? To the living, powerful, transformative, nation-shaking Christianity.
What they're trying to do is completely demolish Western civilization and then to rebuild it in a just society.
How do you break down American Christianity?
The problem today in our culture is many of our words have been co-opted and stolen and dumbed down and reversed.
Social justice is sold as something that it isn't. Critical race theory is sold as something that it isn't.
Whiteness has caused blindness of heart. Whiteness has caused blindness of heart.
When you preach victimization,
provocateurs,
vengeance and vice, us against them, me against you, I want my pound of flesh.
American churches today are where the universities were 10 years ago. Pretty heavily Marxist. They're not quite there yet, but they're well on the way. Many of the seminaries and Bible colleges are definitely already there.
That's
that message that they're going out and taking the world is not, you need to repent of your sin, receive Christ. Instead, the message that you actually have is they are under the weight of racism or sexism or homophobia, and then we need to unify them together.
I'm gay. I'm 29. I'm a youth pastor in New Jersey.
I'm straight, and I'm also a youth pastor in New Jersey.
We're planning on sharing life together for the rest of our lives, which we're not totally sure what that looks like. Obviously, Nick is straight, and he does plan on getting married. When he has a wife one day, she'll make those decisions with us.
Wow. The future damage of what we're doing now is just going to be enormous.
The entire fabric of family, personal wealth, private property, all those things are out the door. And everything is the state. They believe the state is God.
They don't define justice the same way as the truth.
Oh, no. There's going to be an equality, all right. It's going to be a totalitarian Marxist justice.
Well, what do you think of that, folks? I mean, that's kind of where things are going right now, right? Now, I understand that the gates of hell shall not prevail against the church, but that's for the church to do their job. And if the church does their job, guess what, friends? We're not going to be put in the situation that we're put into today. So what I'm going to do, friends, is I have Trevor Loudon here with us. And without further ado, welcome to the show, Trevor Loudon. I appreciate you. How are you, my friend?
I'm doing well, thanks, Bradley.
Yeah, it looked like there was a little bit of a technical issue going on there, but now we're connected, and with that said, we can just move on here. Now, I did not do a lot of... I've heard of you out there, Trevor. I've seen you out there. I've seen you on the documentary. We had Kerry Gordon on the show with us as well. And so you keep popping up all over the place. I know that you were in the Minnesota area not too long ago, and I know that you're in California. I'll be there next week. But with that said, can you give us a bit of a download as to who you are, what it is that you do, and what are you doing out there doing your best to wake up the American people today?
Sure. Well, thanks, Bradley. I'm from New Zealand, but my specialty, I live here in the States. My specialty is investigating Marxist groups, communist groups, radical groups, and their impact on mainstream culture, mainstream politics, and mainstream religion. So I've written several books. I've made movies. I tour around the country. I speak a lot. And I was brought into this project, Enemies Within the Church, to bring my knowledge of political Marxism and apply it to what's happening now in the churches. Because the churches are, even the evangelical churches, even the Baptists now, are being subverted by this stuff.
Okay, so with that said, and you're from New Zealand, before we start talking about the American church, give me somewhat of a perspective or a bird's eye view as to what the church is like in New Zealand or other countries that you may have been in.
Well, in New Zealand, New Zealand is a very secular country. It's more like Holland or Sweden or somewhere like that, where... Yes, there are Christians. There are plenty of Christians there, but the churches tend to be a lot smaller. The society is much more religious. Issues like abortion and gay marriage and things like that have been settled long ago in favor of the left. And as a socialist country, even most of our conservatives are socialist to some degree. You know, they mainly accept things like socialized healthcare, etc. So there is a vibrant church in New Zealand that's nowhere near as big proportionately as it is in America.
Okay, so let's go over into America. But I want to ask you first, what is the definition in your mind as to what a socialist is, so people can understand?
A socialist is someone who believes that government should be the main controlling influence in your life, and that's your business, your political, your religious life, your everything. The government, the man is part of a collective, and the government is really the senior body. It is involved in wealth redistribution, direction, yeah. Even involved in your spiritual life. So the government controls things. That's what socialism is.
Yeah, right. Okay, so, and I'm with you, Trevor. It's interesting over here, the politicians, they put their hand on the Bible, swearing to God and man that they'll uphold the enumerated laws found within the U.S. Constitution. If you go back to the Declaration of Independence, it says that they derive their just powers from the consent of we the people. Therefore, right. We the people receive our rights from God, and our said representatives work for we the people under God. And there's an evolutionary view of government taking place in the United States, and it has been going on for decades in this country, where the government now believes that we work for them and we serve them rather than the other way around. So we're very well aware of that, and there's a lot of people that are awake to what is happening here. And what we have here, Trevor, is the left-right paradigm, which is set up to divide and conquer Mark 3:25. And I like to say that if the right was doing the right thing all the time, namely the church, there wouldn't be a left, and that's the problem that we're having in this country today, because John Adams said that the church is called to be the moral compass of society. So now bringing you over into the American church, what is it that you see, my friend?
Well, the church is no longer the moral compass of society. It has bowed out. It has deserted that space. We were given three institutions. We were given the church, we were given the family, and we were given civil government. And when the church is leading, the families are sound, the families are healthy, and government, civil government, stays within its boundaries. But when the church fails to lead, the families fall into chaos, and the government gets way out of bounds and starts to take everything over. And that's where we are right now. So, and the churches, our argument is the churches haven't just failed to lead. The churches have now adopted so much Marxism, they are working in partnership with the government to basically oppress the people.
Well, and that's exactly right. And what I like to say, Trevor, and listen, I've been to the top all the way to the bottom, and the higher I go up in the church, which, by the way, I've hit the ceiling, I understand exactly what's wrong with this country. I see a bunch of diplomats compromising the word of God, fraternizing with the enemy at every given turn because they don't want to stir things up. Well, the younger generation, the up and coming, is being subjected to everything and protected from nothing today. They're the ones that are taking a hold of the Lord and saying, Lord, you know, you never used the majority to prevail. You've always used a small minority, and it's on right now, and I'm a part of that fight in this country. I've done about 365 high schools, public schools in this country, and I want to tell you what, the opposition that I have been getting from not just these groups that have been created, but also the mainstream media from, you know, MSNBC, New York Times, you name it, they will come on, and because what they don't want is they don't want you teaching that younger generation the up-and-comings, because they want to enslave them. And we see that happening in the church first and foremost. And therein lies the problem. Government is second to the church in this country.
Well, that's exactly right. And you see this in both the church and the politics. The real growth for liberty in the churches is the small churches, the young churches, the home churches. You see this
right.
In politics, too. The young generation is sick of the compromise and sellout of the GOP, of the
amen. Trevor, I got a hard break to take right now, but I'm getting excited about this, folks. We got Trevor Loudon talking about enemies within the church. Hard break. We'll be right back on the other side. SonsOfLibertyRadio.com, SonsOfLibertyMedia.com.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNLive.com today.
USA Radio News.
Two top Republican lawmakers who are also mothers are demanding the Biden administration's FDA immediately address the nationwide shortage of baby formula. Representative Ashley Hinson of Iowa and House Republican Conference Chair Elise Stefanik of New York sent a letter demanding answers. Representative Stefanik.
House Republicans are here to push for action from the FDA and the Biden administration, who should have had a plan for this shortage months ago.
The nationwide supply of infant formula has decreased 40% since April, while Abbott Laboratories announced a Similac recall, which exacerbated those shortages. In related news, there's no escaping the pain at the pump. AAA updated the national average on Thursday, showing prices up a penny to $4.41 a gallon. That's 17 cents more than last week. This is USA Radio News. President Joe Biden will host leaders from the Association of Southeast Asian Nations. Biden will begin his talks over dinner Thursday night with leaders from the 8 participating nations who are attending the 2-day summit. Leaders will take part in more formal talks at the State Department on Friday. Earlier on Thursday, President Biden addressed the 1 million Americans who have died from COVID-19.
1 million empty chairs around the family dinner table, each irreplaceable, each leaving behind a family, a community, forever changed because of this pandemic.
President Biden has ordered flags to half staff. He's calling on Congress to provide more funding for testing, vaccines, and treatments. It's one giant leap for mankind, in a way. Scientists from the University of Florida say they've grown plants in soil from the moon collected by NASA's Apollo astronauts. You're listening to USA Radio News.
In the 1800s, there were 160 spas set up in Europe to dispense fresh liquid whey. The sick would recover their health and the aged would become rejuvenated. There's only one whey protein powder on the market that can generate and surpass the results seen in the whey spas in Europe. But first, let me tell you the story of 90-year-old Mary, who was semi-bedridden and in hospice care. Mary had been consuming only a pea protein and pasteurized milk drink. Then Mary was put on to Green Meadow Whey mixed with raw milk. She was given 2 to 3 whey drinks per day. On the very first day, Mary was up and came into the kitchen and made chicken soup. She was on her feet for many hours. 3 days later, Mary had gained 2.5 pounds of healthy weight. Green Meadow Whey is health giving to both young and old. Green Meadow Whey is guaranteed to make you feel better, stronger, reduce your inflammation, and eliminate virtually all toxins from your body without feeling sick. To order, go to bestwayprotein.net. That's bestwayprotein.net. Or call 888-988-3325. That's 888-988-3325.
Again to the Sons of Liberty, folks. If you want to check us out on social media platforms, go to SOL Media, Sons of Liberty Media, top left side of the page. Go to beforeitsnews.com, top left side of the page, as well, 1-866-582-9933, 1-866-582-9933. We have a guest, Trevor Loudon. He did a documentary called Enemies Within the Church, and I'm going to do my best to get out of your way, but I was starting to get lit concerning our last conversation because we were starting to lead into it. Trevor, we had Kerry Gordon on and at the offset of your documentary here, and he basically highlighted all the things that we could talk over again, regurgitate in a sense. But what I want to do is let's lead the way out. You're out there doing the same thing I am on a lot of fronts. You're starting fires, brush fires in the minds of people to wake them up concerning what is happening indeed. How do we empower the people to change the course of the direction of this country right now? What say you?
Well, it's a matter of people getting involved. I travel all over the country, and I am seeing new groups springing up everywhere. The Moms for Liberty, grassroots groups, Tea Party type groups, lots of younger people joining the Republican Party, etc., trying to take it back from the Mitch McConnells and the Kevin McCarthys of the world. So everywhere I go, I see this. And, you know, the evil is getting stronger, But the good is also getting a lot stronger. People are taking over school boards all over the country. There are good candidates coming through in primary races, etc. So I'm a big believer in civil government. I believe that people should be taking back civil government from dog catcher to school board to county commission to state rep, right through. So I am seeing this now, and I'm also seeing a lot of groups, people join together in mutual help groups, you know, so they can buy from each other. They can supply food to each other. They can supply medical care to each other and watch out for each other in those ways. And I see the growth of the home churches. So all of this I see as a grassroots. Get involved in the grassroots movement. Don't get involved in the leadership of your political party or some of that. Get involved in the grassroots in your local community.
Are you seeing those political divides dissipating concerning what you're seeing out there right now, where it's no more a right-left thing, it's a we're Americans under God and we got to stand together and do the right thing?
Yeah, well, you know, I'm an actual conservative. I believe in the Constitution. You know, I believe in the American form of government as it used to be. And I'm seeing a lot of people who are just saying, look, we are American. I used to be X a while ago. I used to be that. I used to be a communist. I used to be whatever. Now I just know I've got to stand by God and the Constitution.
Amen.
It's the only way out of this mess. You know, the Bible is the blueprint for your soul. The Constitution is the blueprint for your bodily life, your life on earth here. And I'm seeing that people have been sitting at home for a year, reading their kids' school textbooks, watching Chinese communist Black Lives Matter activists burn their cities, watching an election stolen right in front of their eyes, watching their rights being taken away through a Chinese-sponsored pandemic, and they're finally waking up to the fact that, yes, we could lose this country. Yes, we will lose this country if we don't get active. So I'm seeing it's like the Tea Party revolution all over again, but with a much younger demographic. And we don't hear about it so much because the mainstream media doesn't want to give it any oxygen. But I'm seeing it because I travel all over the country, and everywhere I go, I'm seeing this.
You know, it's interesting because we hear of the rioters and the arsonists and the looters out there, and we're also taught by the useful idiots in the mainstream media that they're here to teach us about peace and equality. And you just can't make that up, but it's exactly the message that they're sending to the people that don't know the difference. I'm thinking of Isaiah 5:20, and this is happening because of Hosea 4:6. People have left off God, and then Psalm 9:16 and 17 comes to my aid as well, that your nation's going to be turned into hell if you forget God. And the fact of the matter is, Trevor, we have 329.5 million people in this country that are tolerating the crimes of a small portion of the crime level of people in this country, and it makes absolutely no sense to me outside of God's judgment upon a disobedient nation. What say you?
Yeah, I think that's correct. You know, Solzhenitsyn, the Russian philosopher, said, you know, that Russia fell into communism because they forgot God. You know, they said, we don't need God anymore. We don't need that. We're an advanced people now. We can run our own affairs. We don't have to reference all of the old stuff. And look what they fell into. Well, that hasn't changed. If you forget God, the devil will fill the vacuum. That's what we're seeing in this country right now. And we're seeing a general fear a lot of people aren't willing to stand up. Our leaders aren't willing to stand up because they lack courage. Well, why do they lack courage? Because they lack faith. If you care about the eternal, if you believe in the eternal, you will stand up to Mitch McConnell. You will stand up to your legislator. You will stand up to some petty tyrant. But if you just think this is just all there is right in front of us, you'll just try and make the best deal you can.
Yeah.
And that's the big battle we've got right in front of us now. How many people are going to stand up and show faith and courage and fight back? That's what everything depends on right now.
That's what the hippies have taught their posterity, Trevor, with all due respect. I mean, you're seeing them in the pulpits, their hirelings, John 10:12, and you're seeing them in government. It's the hippie generation that has brought a false version of love and a false grace to the church, and they've been advocating and propagandizing congregants since the 60s in this country, and it's one of the things that I continuously tear down, Judges 6, just like Gideon did, tearing down our father's altars, because for me and my household, we're sick and tired of being sick and tired, but we're actually doing something about the issue, and we have been for the last 23 years. That's why it's so nice having someone like Trevor Loudon on the show with us. So we appreciate you're doing out there.
Well, I absolutely agree with what you talk about, false love, this hippie version of love that is all about love, 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 and nothing about law, nothing about holding to account, nothing about sin, nothing about repentance. It's all just this dumbed-down version of hippie love has basically taken over the churches. You know, where do you hear anybody sing Onward Christian Soldiers these days? You know, marching as to war. You know, where do you see that masculine spirit in the churches that basically built this country? The masculine Christian spirit that fought the American Revolution, that faced down the British, that built this country, that tamed the West. Now we've got this hippie, just let's just all love everybody and let's just all be gentle and let's just be winsome. Winsome is for 14-year-old girls. Winsome is not for masculine leaders of the church or masculine leaders of society. You don't charge German machine guns at Normandy by being winsome.
That's right.
You've got to have that spirit there.
Yeah.
And we've lost so much of that spirit. And the churches have succumbed to that, this false version of love, and they've allowed the Marxism, the absolute corruption to come in through the LGBTQ agenda, through the social justice movement, critical race theory, white privilege. All these Marxist doctrines have now crept into the churches because there's been a vacuum, because the preachers haven't been teaching the Bible, so somebody's got to fill that vacuum, and the Marxists have.
Amen. Well, you know, and that's what we're seeing in public schools. That's what we're seeing in the youth groups. It seems like the kids are being kicked to the curb, but while the church is forgetting about them, the enemy is not. And that's, again, what we see on a daily basis. How do people get a hold of you, Trevor? I got you for about 2 more minutes.
Yeah, well, TrevorLoudon.com is my website. But really, I think people need to go to enemieswithinthechurch.com, see the movie. That is far better representation of my views than anything I could tell you. Enemieswithinthechurch.com, but Trevor Loudon, Loudon. But you can't Google TrevorLoudon.com because Google has forgotten my IP address.
Yeah.
You have to put it in the search bar at the top of the page.
Isn't that interesting? So you're being censored as much as anybody else is.
As much as anyone else, yes.
Yeah, pretty crazy. So are you residing in the United States now, Trevor? Curious.
Yeah. My wife is American. I'm a permanent resident. I'm still a New Zealand citizen. I love New Zealand, but my view is I can't save New Zealand if we don't save America. If America goes down, every Western country will fall. Every free country is gone if America goes down.
That's exactly right. Will you explain that, please? You got 1 minute. Explain what you just said, the importance of you coming from New Zealand to wake up the American people, because I believe that the majority of the people in this country do not understand what it is that the Lord bestowed upon them, Trevor.
Look, this is the first country in the world where your rights come from God, not the government. That's special. That has enabled people to build the greatest businesses, the greatest hospitals, the greatest churches, and it's to lead Western civilization. And as that is being lost, the Marxists are attacking externally and internally through the Chinese Communist Party, which has massive influence in the country now. We see the world dissolving into chaos. We see America, the society, dissolving into chaos. If America's lost, we will have 1,000 years of darkness across this world. It'll be North Korea with American tech surveillance technology. That's what we're facing if we lose America.
I totally appreciate it. Thank you for joining us today, Trevor Loudon, friends. EnemiesWithinTheChurch.com. Check it out. Again, we appreciate you, my friend, and we will do this again. SonsOfLibertyRadio.com, SonsOfLibertyMedia.com. Again, we'll be right back after this break.
At the Sons of Liberty, we are in the trenches every day, doing what it takes to protect our liberty. If you are already supporting our work as a son or daughter of liberty, we cannot say thank you enough. All we do is made possible by the generosity of faithful supporters like you. Together, we are having a positive impact on the future of this country we all love so much. If you have not yet partnered with us financially, we ask you today to consider becoming a son or daughter of liberty. Call 1-866-233-0747. That's 1-866-233-0747. Or online at sonsoflibertyradio.com. Be a part of the team that brings responses like this.
Hi, this is Scott Weber. I support Brett Dean and the Sons of Liberty because they support the Bible and the Constitution, which forms the foundation of the American Republic.
Become a son or daughter of liberty at sonsoflibertyradio.com. sonsoflibertyradio.com.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
You trust your mother, right? She's always taken care of you and always tried to give you good advice when you ask for it. And sometimes, even when you don't. Well, even though she might not mention it, Mom very likely has neck, back, and shoulder pains. And she needs relief. So trust this good advice. Give back to Mom this Mother's Day with quality products from Sunny Bay. Like our disposable heat patches. They're back in stock now and target neck and shoulder pain in adults of all ages. Or our extra long neck heating pads. They provide soothing relief to painful sore necks and backs. Mom can heat them in her microwave, and they come in a variety of colors and patterns. Read our trusted, authentic, and real reviews on Amazon when you search Sunny Bay Heating Wraps. And shop now in time for Mother's Day. There's no shipping delays from Sunny Bay. Find us on Amazon, Walmart, Etsy, and sunny-bay.com. Remember, just search for Sunny Bay Neck Wraps. Order now because stock is high and shipping is fast. From Sunny Bay.
I'm about to give you a life-changing URL that if you will simply visit it and give these tax consultants a call, it will change your life. Whether you're a blue-collar worker or whether you're a school teacher or whether you're a scientist or whether you're a millionaire, almost no one out there is taking advantage of legal, lawful tax loopholes. Go to gcntaxcut.com. It takes you right to American Tax Solutions, and they will give you an amazing preview of what they can do for you. gcntaxcut.com, gcntaxcut.com.
Welcome back again to the Sons of Liberty, folks. We just had our friend Trevor Loudon on Enemies Within the Church. Listen, I don't mind, because we do it every day, concerning the topics that are popping up all over us in this country and worldwide, as a matter of fact. I don't mind highlighting what's wrong, but I want to spend time on giving the answers, too. And that's why we just kind of jump from and having an open conversation from what's going on, because we all know what's going on. We all understand that the pulpits in America, over 300,000 pulpits in America, are responsible for the advocation on propaganda that's taking place, not only in government. The fruit of that is, first, what happened in the church and what's been allowed in the church concerning the abortion industry, concerning the gay agenda, concerning illegal infiltration into this country. It's all because of the church shutting their mouth when they should be opening it. And they're just so, oh my goodness, do I go here? I just got a thought, and I have to be careful on some issues. Just this last week, friends, when I tell you that I can't go any higher in the church, just like I told Trevor a couple minutes ago, I've sat in the circle with all of them. And just like Paul said in the book of Galatians, he said, of those that were of a reputation in the book of Galatians, he said, they added nothing to me. What do I see? In truth, what I see is the fruit of why I understand it is the way that it is. Because of what I see in those circles. Some of them are cool, but when it comes to spiritual matters, they've added nothing to me. They're asleep. They're apathetic. They're diplomatic. Well, Bradley, you know, if you keep talking like this, they're not going to have you back. I don't care. They're on the defensive. They're trying to hold on to what they don't have. They act like they're going to be able to take it with them. No, they're not. What I see at the upper levels of the American church, the professed church, I'm sorry, because remember, nobody rebuked the religious hypocrites more than Christ. That's what got him crucified. Look who crucified him, John 19:15. What I see with a lot of these church overseers on a nationwide basis is a lack of Christianity. Let's just put it that way. They seem more concerned about playing the diplomat with their favorite politicians and the party they're going to prop up than they care about the truth of the Word of God. That's what I see. Boy, that was probably the nicest way I've ever said anything like that. But I'll tell you this. The Holy Ghost comes on this boy. This boy is going to open his mouth. Because like Jeremiah said, the Word is like a fire shut up in my bones. They need to be reproved, they need to be corrected, and they need to be instructed. I believe, and I'll say this, and I got to get to the next point, hopefully dovetailing what I started at the first segment and finishing it during this last one. What I see, friends, explains everything as to why we're in trouble today. I believe this, in ending this point, I believe that many of them are not born again. I believe that many of them, and I see this in the church all across the country, they've applied for the job. Those that are born of the Spirit don't apply for the job. Okay? Just like Jesus said, the wind blows whithersoever it will, so does the Spirit. And that's who He chooses, the way that He chooses them, is metaphorically the parable that He gave us. He's the one that chooses and picks and chooses, not us. There's too many people in the pulpits that want to be there. And they're called of the devil. They're not called of the Lord. And just as the Bible tells us in the book of John, chapter 3, that to whom the Lord sends, speaks forth His word. But it's going to come with power and a witness of the Holy Ghost. If that's not there, you know what you're dealing with. Those that are called of God don't want to be in the pulpit. But they love God enough to obey Him to do what He's called them to do. That's what makes them chosen, period. Just so you all get it. I believe that many of them are not even called of the Spirit of God. They're self-willed. And you can see what matters to them more than the souls of men. It's how much money they have coming into their ministries. And it's some of these numbers that come into some of these ministries. It's mad, mad money, to say the least. Mad money. And they care more about their building projects and maintaining what they're going to lose sooner or later anyways than they care about the souls of men. That's the truth of the matter. Okay, say what you will, but that is the truth of the matter. Now, what I want to do is I want to dovetail what I started during the first segment. I want you to see what we just got done doing here about bringing the resolve, because what we got to see is Lauren Bobart, the new freedom fighter they're putting up. She's controlled opposition, friends.
Notice that
just so you know, she's controlled opposition. They're appointed. They're installed. It's a fashion show. They're there to appease you. I showed you during the first segment Lauren Bobart doing nothing with a half smirk on her face, but highlighting the crimes that her and her unconstitutional party are tolerating. Period. This is a video that we just made. It's very short, but I want you to get the gist of it because it's exactly what needs to happen. Our freedoms depend upon what you're going to see right now. Okay? Check it out. Are they embarrassed yet? How many shows do these hypocrites need to do in exposing the corrupt before actually educating the people to lawfully prosecute the corrupt? It's been said a people cannot defend its freedoms if they are not accountable to its laws. Friends, have you ever noticed that these hypocrites love to do show after show highlighting the crimes of the corrupt within government, yet they are not magnifying the law against their said crimes? They have guest after guest, year after year, of entertaining their viewers out of their God-given rights rather than educating them to the laws that have been transgressed, only, of course, to highlight the crimes of these repeat criminals that we all know and them by name, and them that are already guilty for crimes that were committed 30 and in some cases 40 years ago that went unpunished. Yet they are there acting as if something new has now transpired as they highlight another crime that they have committed. Friends, I gotta be honest, I'm embarrassed for these talking heads as well as their viewers that just don't get it. They parrot the mainstream media's narrative in setting their listeners up for the next assault by the criminals that they are led to believe have the right to commit the crime in the first place, which they do not. The new crime being exposed by these blind leaders of the blind is now the snake venom that has allegedly been found in these dangerous experimental jabs. We already knew the corrupt history of the likes of a Bill Gates, the Anthony Fauci, and the Joe Bidens of the world.
World Health Organization widespread spread criminal activity with Bill Gates. Bill Gates wants to implant tracking devices. Bill Gates indicted for murder and death attributed to COVID shot. And the list goes on with Gates. Dr. Anthony Fauci owns a patent on SARS-CoV-2. Fauci caught lying to Congress again. Nothing was ever done. Criminal Anthony Fauci threatens unvaccinated. They will undergo a bit more pain and suffering. And by the way, as I highlighted yesterday, President Joe Biden's Congress is not subject to be vaccinated, just the federal employees. Folks, they're trying to get you out of the way to implement all those illegals that are coming into the country. Mark my words, because it goes right back to the judgments of God.
Don't forget about the criminal enterprises of that of the CDC and the WHO and Western medicine in general. Also, don't forget about all of the governors, mayors, and politicians that went right along with all of this. How many details need to be brought to the light concerning these repeat criminals before justice is brought down by we the people? Americans cannot say that they do not know the law because federal judges have reiterated the transgressions of the corrupt in that repeatedly. Therefore, the Americans already know that these criminals are in fact perpetuating continual fraud upon themselves, not just nationally, but also globally. By withholding judgment upon the heads of these wicked perpetrators, we are, in fact, undoing ourselves and setting ourselves up for more abuse. And in this case, it's a worldwide genocide that no one can deny. Friends, we don't need more details concerning those who we know are already guilty. We need justice upon the heads of those that are guilty to ensure that it will never happen again. Now you can defend yourselves because you now know the law. Therefore, prosecute unto judgment and you will know peace and safety.
I will append that video to social media platforms on Rumble. By the way, it ends with Leviticus 25:18, Isaiah 26, verse 9, Talking 23. See ya.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNloans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNloans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNloans.com. That's GCNloans.com.
Both my legs were amputated due to an IED. It's when you start to try to get back into, like, an everyday life. I absolutely felt like I lost some of my purpose. There must be something more. When DAV came into my life, they gave me a new mission. I could still be a productive member of society, could still support a family.
The DAV gave him that sense of structure and purpose again to get his life back together.
Visit DAV.org to learn more about our mission.